Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. Got a couple of things that are coming up in the future, but require some attention now if you'd like to apply or register. I'll let you know about those this morning. First, the College of the Atlantic has announced a new scholarship program, Pine Tree Scholars, aimed at expanding access to higher education for Maine residents. Six Maine students will receive full tuition scholarships, and room and board will also be covered for those demonstrating financial need. Quote, to be considered, students must be Maine residents, entering college for the first time, with a minimum unweighted high school GPA of 3.2. Applicants should demonstrate a commitment to their community through volunteer service or paid work, and demonstrate their goals for a COA education in their admission application. Continued scholarship support beyond the first year is contingent upon full-time enrollment and satisfactory progress toward the bachelor's degree, end quote. The program is funded by an anonymous donor with matching from College of the Atlantic. Eligible students will be identified as they go through the process of applying for admission to COA, and applicants who are not selected for the Pine Tree Scholars Scholarship Program will be referred to the financial aid department at COA to explore other options. College of the Atlantic also provides full tuition waivers to enrolled members of the Wabanaki tribes as part of their broader commitment to access and equity. The application deadline for fall 2026 at COA is February 1st. You can get more information at coa.edu. The deadline for early application discounts is also quickly approaching for Maine Academy of Modern Music summer camps in Portland and Bangor this coming summer. They offer two-week camp programs, including junior rock camp for ages 8 to 12 with no experience required, ultimate teen rock camp, some experience playing an instrument or singing is required, girls rock camp for all experience levels, and a songwriting and recording camp with some experience playing an instrument, singing, or writing songs required. Those are two-week camps in Portland, and they will also offer 2 one-week rock camps in Bangor next summer. Early registration ends January 31st. You can find more information at maineacademyofmodernmusic.org. And finally, registration is also open now for a book circle that will be happening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor on Thursday evenings from January 8th to March 5th. It's called Do the Work Book Circle, and they say, quote, all are welcome to join a new book club at the Jessup this winter, organized by Alexa Kelly. Do the Work is a book circle that focuses on holding space for those reckoning with the far-reaching effects of whiteness in our society. Attendees will work through the Do the Work Anti-Racist Activity Book by W. Kamau Bell and Kate Schatz together and discuss the thoughts, feelings, and lessons experienced along the way. The Do the Work Book Circle intends to support those who want to explore the ways in which whiteness has affected their worldview. We will explore what it means to be anti-racist. The circle will help participants be active in unlearning some of the subtle but harmful messages given to us by society, and check our own biases when dealing with race. Registration is encouraged but not required. For more information, please contact organizer Alexa Kelly at alexamkelly@gmail.com. As always, any links that I've mentioned or contact information will be on the archives along with today's program at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.